Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
Hey, it's John Cook with Keynote Content, and I want to talk to you today about probably the most undervalued page on your website. It's not your homepage, it's not your sales page, it's not your services pages, it's not even any of the pages about contact or lead generation. It is your about page. It is arguably the most underappreciated, undervalued, and underutilized page on your website. So I want to talk to you about how to make your about page actually be a lead generation or a customer generating tool. So first thing I want to start is like, what does your about page really, who is it for? Your about page, first and foremost, is not about you. It is not about you. You might say, well, then who's it about? The about page is about how you can communicate the value, the interest, the perspective that you have for the potential reader. You don't write this for you to read it. That's called a diary. You write your about page or you create your about page so that other people can see what is it that you are about that matters to me. What is your purpose? What is your passion? What is it from a credibility standpoint? So we're going to get into each of those. But what I want you to know, first and foremost, your about page is not about you. In the end goal, the end game is for somebody to read that and say, I know what's important about you that matters to me. So when we look at your about page from saying, what are all the details you need to have on that about page? Why does somebody even come to your about page? You may not realize it, but your about page, usually a website, one of the top pages from a traffic standpoint is your about page, because people want to know, I don't want to do business with a brand or with some company that doesn't have a name and a face. I want to do it with a person who happens to represent that brand. People aren't doing business with your business because, oh, you have a great logo or you have a great statement or you have great services. First and foremost, they want to know, are you somebody that I can trust? Are you somebody that I know that I can reach out to and say, I know that by looking at your credibility, that the person I'm connecting with can actually deliver on this promise that I'm reading on this website page. So for your about page, putting a face with a brand name is also a big part of this. So for your about page, it's amazing to me that how many different businesses still don't have headshots on their brand page, like on their about page. Saying, okay, if you're gonna say, hey, this is the founder or the president and this is all the team members listing it off, put faces with it, take nice headshots. Do it if it's, you know, just a nice solid background, great smiling headshot, so people can say, it doesn't matter what you look like, it just matters that they can tell what you look like. Whether it's, oh, wears glasses, or they look like me, or she looks like me, he looks like my brother, whomever it might be. What is, they want to have some type of name recognition to go with the brand recognition. Then, what also is lacking on a lot of about pages is, what is that passion, what is that purpose? Why did you start this company in the first place? Why are you an author? Why do you love working with people getting out of debt or helping them with their parenting or their finances or whatever it might be? What I need to know on your about page is, what are you passionate about? Why does it matter? And what is it that can prove that what you're passionate about is actually important to me? On your about page, putting a face with the brand, but saying, add your passion and your purpose. And one of the best ways to do that is saying, what makes you different? A big piece that you can add on to your about page to make it actually better is you can embed this inside your bio. Like if it's just you and it's your bio section, the first paragraph, put in your unique value proposition. It's like, I have a healthy obsession with helping speakers, coaches, and consultants and experts get the great impact that they can make with their message to optimize their impact in their industry with their books, with their products, their podcasts, whatever it might be. If you can embed your unique value proposition inside that passion statement at the beginning of your about page, the better it's going to show up, and people can say, I know that I see what you look like. I put a face with a brand name, but I also put passion and purpose, and I also know that you have a unique value that you can bring that is not just like, you're not just like every other consultant or every other coach. Unique value proposition. But there are also, what you can add in is industry credibility. The industry credibility side of things is where you can embed this, your industry awards, recognition, what are any patents that you own, what are some books that you've written, what are some press appearances that you've appeared in that show people, here is how I've made my mark inside my industry, is that I have this third-party credibility. So again, that is industry awards, that is different recognition by other associations. You can embed in your about page. And I've, you know, previous clients include, so you can do like a client or noteworthy, a clients who are noteworthy. But then you can also include in, here is some press that I've gotten. I was on NBC, I was New York Times bestselling author, I was with New York Times or whatever it might be. By putting in this press recognition, and people can see, it's not just that they think that they've made an impact, but there are other people who are recognized as experts in the press and the media who can say, this person got on our radar, they came across as somebody who has the expertise that we wanted to present to our larger audience on a global stage, and that's why we got them featured. So for your about page, you have your unique value proposition, putting the passion, purpose. You can embed in that pedigree inside your industry credibility inside that bio page. But also then I like adding in, what are some great next steps? And these great next steps can be any number of different ways you can couch this. What I like to do is saying, you've already showed inside your unique value proposition, here's what we add, here's how we do it, here's our unique approach, and here's specifically who it's for. So in your great next step section, you can say, if you are, like for me, I'll use myself as an example, if you're a speaker, coach, or industry expert who is looking to grow your message beyond just a one-to-one conversation or one person reading your book at a time or whatever it might be, if you want to grow to a larger audience, larger scale, I can help you get greater results, better traction with your message, so you can optimize your impact in the world around you, so you can get more clients, so you can get greater market share, so you can be able to make a difference and grow that legacy inside your industry, and I can show you the best way to do that. Click here to fill out an application, or click here to hear three different ways that you can that I can help you get that impact with your message. What you're doing inside that great next steps section is you're giving them, here are exact ways for you to be able to take the next step with me. Now that you see what I'm passionate about and what my purpose is, now that you understand the unique value that you add, that I believe can help you with your industry, then here are the rewards that prove that I have the expertise, and then the great next steps. If this is you, we'd love to start a conversation. So I have two different clients that I'm working on their about pages today, and I'm wanting to build in each of these different elements so that their about page doesn't just read like a bio or doesn't read like the back of a dust jacket cover for a book. It needs to read with intentionality, so when people come to that high value, a lot of traffic coming to a high value page and not just a bio page, not just a two or three paragraphs and thanks and people say, great, but what about me? For somebody coming to your about page, they need to know, who is this? Why should I trust them? What have they done that makes them trustworthy? And here's how I know that they can help me, and what can we do next? Each of these pieces adds value into those about pages so that it's not just a read through the page and then maybe go to another website or go to another page of the website, maybe. Every opportunity that you have, if somebody's coming to a page on your website, you want them to know, here's how you can take the great next step with me. If we just give them bio information, here's my background, here are my degrees, whatnot, but we don't give them a great way to take a next step on your about page, then it's not going to happen. They're just going to click off to the next website, the next page, and you miss that opportunity. So in your great next step section, like saying, funneling all of your interest into one conversion opportunity. So whether that's, let's book a call, or let's take enroll in our course, or purchase a book, whatever it is you want them to take, what is the next logical step that you want somebody to take with you after reading through all this information on your about page? So your about page is not about you. it's putting it faced with a brand name, because people don't do business with other businesses, they do business with other people. Passion and purpose, you need to have that so effervescent in your about page, people can't miss the fact that this is why I do what I do, this is why I started this company, this is why I built this team, whatever it might be. You need to say, what is uniquely valuable about me? And it doesn't have to be super long. It can be one or two sentences. But then you add in this credibility from other people who say, I recognize that you are an expert in your industry, and here are some great next steps to take once you recognize here's where we're going to go. And from there, that will take your about page from just a regular bio page to an actual conversation starting opportunity with any prospect coming to that page. So make it a great day. Take care. Catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.